This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
You're on Bandcamp with Adam here on Joy, and our next guest is part of Melbourne band Husky. We just heard one of their oldest singles, Dark Sea, and look, 2011 is shaping up to be a massive one for them. They launched their brand new single, History's Door, tonight here in Melbourne at the Evelyn, ahead of their album out in April, and they've just been announced as part of the Pushover lineup as well, which is fantastic. We're lucky enough to have the lead singer of Husky on the line right now. Welcome to Joy, Husky Gawinda, how are ya?
Good, thanks. How you doing?
I'm very well, thank you very much. Now, for those who don't know too much about the band, can you give us sort of a brief life history on the band, how you guys came to be?
Yeah, sure. Gideon and I are cousins. So Gideon plays keys in the band, and so we grew up together and grew up sort of listening to music together and playing music together. And about 3 years ago, we formed the band with Evan Tweedy and Luke Collins, who play bass and drums, and we've been sort of playing around Melbourne and up and down the East Coast since, and doing bits and pieces of recording, and then over the last year have recorded our new album, which is out April.
Excellent. Now, History's Door, it's released today, is that right?
Yeah, today. So it's available now. iTunes and on the Vitamin Records website as well.
Fantastic. Can you tell us a little bit about the track?
Yeah, we mixed it overseas in Los Angeles with Noah Georgeson, but we recorded the track here, and like the rest of the album, we recorded it in our home studio that we set up in my house in Northcote. And we actually finished the recording, and we were sort of doing bits and pieces of overdubs for the songs that we'd already recorded, and History's Door was a song we kind of wrote. We weren't really planning to write any more songs or record any more songs, but it just kind of came about, and we decided to go back and record the song, and it happened without really planning it at all. So the song wasn't really meant to be on the album, but we're glad it is.
It was a pleasant surprise then.
Yeah, exactly.
So many artists seem to be going down the home studio route. Did you guys find any limitations with it, or did it really work well for you guys?
It ended up working really well. There are obviously limitations to with gear, and when you record in a really established studio, you're likely to have really good gear and perhaps a experienced engineer, which that's a great. They're great things to have, but on the other hand, I think what we found was it gave us a lot of freedom to explore different ideas for songs and to kind of create perhaps more of a unique world for the album to exist in. And it was a huge learning curve as well. We'd never really done any recording or serious recording before, so we were pretty much starting from scratch in terms of like mic technique and all those sorts of things, technical sort of techniques. We just had an idea, so we were just going on our ears and what we thought sounded good, and we were meticulous about it. We were really meticulous about every guitar part and every piano part just sounding exactly as we wanted them to sound. So we did it over the best part of a year. It took us about a year to record the whole thing.
Yeah.
But in the end, I would say definitely it was a good thing to do it in our own home studio.
For sure. And if you, by the sound of it, sounds like you guys are all perfectionists. So if you had have done that in a studio, you kind of get churned out of the studios a little bit fast, and that you only have this set amount of time to actually record everything. So it sounds like...
Yeah. Yeah, well, you're paying big bucks in bigger studios, so...
Yeah.
I mean, that can be a good thing because, the pressure's on, and sometimes that can kind of create, a kind of vibe or adrenaline, and you can... That create a really good performance. But, you know, on the other hand, yes, we are perfectionists. I think it worked in our favour to have a little bit more time to really explore the songs and never settle for anything but the most sort of spirited performances or the best parts.
I think it ended up paying off. And so in terms of the album, is History's Door a fair indication of the sound of the album?
Yeah, I think it's a fair indication. It's a fairly sort of diverse album, but I think there are definitely themes like sonically and just sort of content wise. I think there are that run throughout the album, and you know, not all songs are exactly like History's Door, but I think it is a fair indication of the album. There are certainly more intimate, perhaps stripped back songs.
Yep.
History's Door is probably one of the more expansive, textured songs on the album. But it is a lush album in parts.
Great.
It's a fair indication.
Excellent.
We're just really excited to get this record out to everyone, and hopefully people will dig it.
Yeah, well, if History's Door's anything to go by, then I'm sure we all will dig it, because it's a fantastic single. You guys should be super proud of it. And for more info, head to myspace.com/Husky Songs. And a massive thank you to Husky for joining us on the line.
Thanks very much, Adam. Thanks for having me.
No worries. Here's History's Door on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLB TIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.